African central banks coming to the fore in terms of their rate decisions. We saw Ghana yesterday coming through with a 100 basis point cut. You know, just think about that for a sec. Here we fetter about 25 basis points, right? In Nigeria, we talk about 100 and 200 basis points. So it's a different kettle of fish, so to speak. But yeah, we saw a 100 basis point cut there. We saw Nigeria staying put this afternoon. And I think the similarity or the common trends there is that inflation is coming down quite rapidly within the West African region. So it gives the central banks a little bit more room to actually cut rates. Obviously, Nigeria hasn't moved, you know, since middle of 2016. But, you know, if you look at some of the liquidity conditions there, it shows that, you know, conditions are a lot less tighter now compared to where we were a few years ago.
Yeah, which is good news. I mean, Nigeria, of course, has got a massive market opportunity. It produces a commodity that everybody wants. And at $80 a barrel for oil...
Yeah, they're licking their lips, huh?
Hopefully they're not licking their lips, but pumping oil as fast as they possibly can for export markets. I mean, these countries benefit hugely from oil production.
It is. In fact, I think a more interesting story, though, is Ghana, because they've recently, you know, coming to the party in terms of their oil production. And if you look at the last quarter numbers that we reported, the oil sector, you know, is growing at double digits. So it's quite an exciting prospect for them. So over and above gold that they export and cocoa, you know, they've got oil coming online now. So, you know, West Africa is looking particularly yummy at the moment.
Oh, yummy is a good word. And we touched on Zim at the beginning, and I asked you about Zim joining the Commonwealth. Is it really open for business? I mean, one gets the sense that Zimbabwe is taking itself very seriously, but so much depends, I suppose, on the outcome of the elections and whether or not we see that the sort of progressive stance taken over the last 6 months maintained.
I think a more accurate description is that Zimbabwe is opening for business, not open yet. You know, we're seeing quite a lot of moves there in terms of deals that are being signed, in terms of some of the FDI that is starting to come through. So, you know, what excites me is, the quantum of dollars that's coming through, that's nice. But at the same time, it's a refreshing directional shift. You know, if you look at, you know, the stasis that the economy was in, you know, over the last decade or so, and then, you know, seeing some energy coming through now, I think it's quite an exciting prospect. And of course, like you accurately mentioned, elections are the line in the sand. It's not so much who wins, but how they win. I think that's what's going to be the biggest determinant of portfolio flows and foreign direct investment.
And whether the markets believe that the right person has won.
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding.
No, certainly. I mean, it's so important that our region works for the region. And it's like,